Sick.
Yeah, like that frame right there. Is that chill?
It's very chill. And since it's not Discord shitting the bed, quality is really good. You're the best looking one here. That's on God. I mean, we've been recording for the last 12 minutes, so it's fine. Just in case there was a blooper that was really funny, but there wasn't.
Yeah, but I think that sounded crazy. You're talking about...
I muted the whatever's coming through the video link you sent me. So whatever, the only audio that's coming from you is Discord.
No, I'm saying when I said you want it laying down.
Yeah, but that, I don't know. As the editor, that's ending up on the cutting floor, right?
Oh shit.
That's just me though. Make sure your phone doesn't go to sleep either, because I can already see it.
Did it?
It froze for a second, and I don't know why.
Shouldn't.
Okay. We'll see how it goes.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, we sure will.
It looked the same. It didn't change on my end, so I don't know.
That's fair. It's okay. Anyway, we are back to finish up our Fave 5 segments here. The music one went up first, games follow, and now we're ending it with the movies/TV shows. And I think same as last time, we'll just cycle through each other's, you know. Actually, before we start, Randall, do you have a list for movies and TV shows or just movies?
Last week you asked the football. Last week you asked us to send the list, and I sent it to you.
Well, I didn't open the list yet because I haven't started editing the shorts yet.
Oh. I'm going to send you the list.
I mean, after we record, that's fine. But is it in there? You have both?
Me?
Yeah, I'm not trying to spoil it for myself. That's why I'm not opening it to see what the answers are. I just want to know if you have a list.
Yeah, everything is in the one I sent you.
Okay. So you have all I need is I have a movies and I have a TV shows.
Yes.
Sick. Brian, same with you?
Yeah.
And same as last time around, you didn't order these, right? Not a dig.
I have to open it up to double check.
Well, I mean, you have to keep it open. You're going to be reading this, not me. I'm not going to open the thing and read it for you.
I know. I'm okay. Opening it now.
Okay. Forgot what year it was where he just sent me the whole list and he had me read it. Well, he's doing that. I had to get 3 boxes of gum because Sunday I had my lawn guy come, but he only deals with cash. So I usually go and get cash for him. And at first I went to the 7-Eleven ATM and it was like, nah, fam, you can't. Take money from this ATM. I'm like, is my card busted? So I just, grabbed an energy drink and went to the front. Card worked, no problem. I'm like, maybe something up with that machine. Then drove to Walgreens. So I'm like, all right, let me just go grab cash from that. Same thing. Nah, fam. Your transaction not working here. I'm like, what? So I'm like, I'm not going to be driving around, Florida, just trying to look for an ATM that works for this card. So I'm like, can I get cash back in any way? And the guy's like, yeah, you have to buy something though. And it's a limit of $20 per transaction, right? So you can buy whatever and then get $20 from Walgreens, but it has to be per transaction. I needed $60 because I was paying from previous cuts as well, previous like long cuts. So I'm sitting there buying 3, this is not sponsored. I'm not going to show the logo. 3, what's it called? Oh, logo's there. Okay, well. 3 things of gum. Just in there one by one so I can get $20 each so I can pay this fucking long guy. And the thing is, what's most upsetting is everyone involved is upsetting. One, the long guy. Why am I still paying you in cash? It's when you don't have a Venmo, a Cash App, nothing. Second, Walgreens, what the fuck? $20 limit? Why? That's weird. And there might be a security reason or financial security reason. I don't know. And then third, myself. Why'd I wait till the last second? I should have gone Friday or some shit. Instead of the day of, he's going to come. You know?
You chewing gum right now, I'm assuming?
Yeah. I got to.
Hey, this guy, poor pod etiquette.
Huh?
Why did you eat that out?
I wanted to let all
you
the men know.
You just took it out of your mouth. This guy is fucking...
Because then I'm still I'm touching my mouse and stuff, and I don't want, like, gum residue on my shit. So, I don't want... Nobody wants to see somebody spit something out. That's not a...
You'd be surprised.
I don't think I'd be surprised. Okay. Yeah, the video catches up sometimes. It freezes. It's going to be quite the episode for people. Anywho. That's my story. It was whatever. I was going to tell you guys. Oh, I was asking. Randall, you got everything good to go? My head's scattered.
Yep.
Okay. Then obviously the next question. Nah, we'll do TV shows. We'll end with movies. Because, I mean, everyone can compare their list of movies, right? We'll leave the meat at the end, right?
Bro, I mean, I went through a list of movies in order of rating for 2023, and I didn't get my fifth one until like 100 and something. That's how little movies I've seen.
Holy shit. Well, let's start with TV shows. Our favorite TV shows, ordered or unordered. It depends on, you know, to your discretion. Mine is ordered. I'm assuming Brian is too. And Randall, you'll do you, bro. I don't know what, if yours is ordered or not, but. It's what?
It is not.
Okay, that's fine. Let's go with number 5 off rip, okay? For TV shows, I'm starting with Blue Eye Samurai. I kind of grouped it in an animation as well because I didn't want like a Fae 5 anime because I don't watch anime that often. Blue Eye Samurai is the animated like TV series that's on Netflix, I think. Dope action sequences, animated really well. Characters are pretty memorable. It was just a good time. And it's like the animation is like you know how they do like the flattened 3D look, but it's still like, it's definitely 3D animation. It just looks 2D. Not as...
Like Guilty Gear?
Sort of, yeah. I was about to say, not like Arcane, but I think Guilty Gear Strive is pretty much where we're at in terms of what the animation looks like, unless I'm just bugging, right? So yeah, that's my number 5 on that. Brian, what's your number 5 for TV shows?
Number 5, 2023, favorite show, Ted Lasso Season 3.
Oh, wow, Ted Lasso made the cut. Okay. Why? Any?
I mean, I like the show, and it's something that you start watching, then you're accidentally caught up.
Okay.
This season before, I was watching weekly. But it's just a nice send-off to a nice show, nice group of characters. One of those shows where once it's over, you miss the cast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have anything mean to say about the show. I thoroughly enjoyed the last season and the show as a whole.
That actually, I guess, spoiler alert, that doesn't even make my list for TV shows. I don't know, I kind of feel like it's not more of the same. It's like... I'm here. I've been here already 2 times before, and I didn't add it to my list. It was like it became let's check in, right, on what everybody's doing. It was I forgot it was a send off season too.
I don't, to be honest with you, in hindsight, I don't even know if I've even seen that many shows this year.
Hey, you don't count anime? I thought you've been like checking out anime sometimes with.
Yeah, but what came out?
Is old
last year.
Oh.
When was JoJo?
That was 2022. It was split. Remember the first part, I think, was in 2020. I should look that up. JoJo part 6, right?
Yeah.
2021 to 2022.
Damn, it's been a while.
Yeah. It's been a few years, I guess. Unless I'm not reading this correctly. Let's see. Other media. Yeah, 2021 and 2022, what it seems like. So, yeah. You didn't catch up on Spy Family or the...
I'm caught up on that, but the season didn't...
didn't hit?
I don't think the season ended until this year.
Oh, I see. I don't know how we would count that or not, but
JJK was the same, right?
No, JJK was all this year. Shibuya incident and hidden inventory, I'm pretty sure it was 2023.
Okay, you said this year, that threw me off because we're not in.
Oh, no, that's 2024. That's, yeah. Sorry. Let me, JJK season 2 air date or release. Yeah, that shit came out July 6th, the first part, I think. Like hidden inventory, the flashback section. And then Shibuya incident. Shibuya release date. Yeah, August 31st. And it went all the way till December 28th for the finale.
Oh.
I mean, if you're trying to make a last second switch, this is your chance, right?
I'm committing.
Okay, that's fair.
Clearly, I didn't remember enough.
I keep telling you this every time. Track that TV, Brian. It'll keep track of everything for you.
I don't even know where I am. You think I'm going to be able to keep track of what I'm watching?
That's why track that TV exists, Brian. That's what I'm, I'm drinking water. Anywho. Oh, then I remember you asked me, when is it actually releasing? Today they announced the release date for Invincible Season 2, Part 2. It's in March. Like March 14th or something.
When does The Boys start?
That's a good question. I don't have an answer to that. I do have an answer for The Bad Batch. They recently announced February 12th or something. It's the final season, too.
I haven't seen any of it.
It's, for me, it's comfort. It's comfort Star Wars, where I'm like, I know I'm going to watch and enjoy it. I'm not going to be like, do I like this one? I'm like, it's, I like the characters, the data, you know, the different things they go through in each episode. Is they get more creative, or it's an arc, or is somebody flexing or something, you know what I'm saying? Like popping off. It's been great. Randall. Number 5 TV show. Hit it.
I didn't know what I'm on, but.
Oh, my bad. My bad, my bad.
Last of Us.
Oh, okay. Nice. I
haven't seen it.
Oh, really? You said that? Okay. I think you sat down and watched it after the last time you told us you didn't watch it. Well, I guess without spoilers, Randall, even though Brian knows the entire game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think you can spoil it because it's pretty much the game.
I mean, what, do you have anything to add? Are you just going to Last of Us? No context or flavor? Added to, no spices added to this number 5 or 1 of 5.
In some ways, I thought it was whack.
Okay.
But I wasn't a fan of the casting.
I mean,
especially Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what else?
You tell me.
I was almost Ellie.
There was some stuff that was cool, that was nostalgic. I guess I'm just one of those people who, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. There's a reason why people fell in love with the game. I mean, it's because how the story was told. And, well, if you're going to go ahead and make a live action, then why don't you just do copy and paste? It was cool when they did some stuff where, there's stuff that's going on parallel that you didn't see in the game.
With Bill and Frank.
I get their names. Bill and them?
Yeah, Bill and Frank.
Yeah. That stuff was cool. But other than that, it's Hollywood growing up as usual.
The Hollywood hands are in it. I mean, that's fair. I still haven't played it yet, but the remastered part 2 is out for the with that new roguelike mode, and I want to try out the new roguelike mode. But that's a.
None of that can add any content to it.
Oh, it's just as is? Well, they have remastered part 7 to come out. You know how many times they remastered the Last of Us series already? When they remaster it again, they'll give us more roguelike. Anywho. That was near number 5. I'm going to go ahead and do number 4 here. Number 4 Castlevania Nocturne. And another animated thing from Netflix. They have the pedigree since the first one. I think it was just Castlevania, right? The first series.
Yeah.
This is a follow-up series to that initial was it three or four seasons, the initial one? I want to say four. I want to say it's four. My gut says four. But you guys can correct me if I'm wrong. You don't have to watch the initial Castlevania series to follow this because it's a different Belmont altogether. So you don't have much to lose. I think that each episode is pretty short. Actually, I should remember the runtime. It's just awesome. Characters are dope. The chemistry between the characters are cool. Action sequences are dope. Some surprise guests from the previous one come up here, and it's great. That's all. I don't want to spoil it for the Castlevania fans out there. If you haven't seen Castlevania Nocturne, there's a reason it's on number four. You know, mom, my top five, right? Fave five. I'm sorry, I gotta stay on brand.
Freak.
I'm a freak. Speaking of freaks, Brian, tell us your number four freak. You know,
my number four, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel season five.
Ooh, okay. Damn, you're hitting all the ones that I'm like, those were great, but not. That also was cut on mine. I had it on number five.
I mean, I apparently don't use my eyes for anything but gaming.
Damn, flex on them. You are the gamer now.
Fuck. Another show that I loved, season five. It's a great final chapter for the characters that we've been watching for, I guess, 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where in a certain episode, I don't know, something about the way it was acted, the way everything was shot and everything. There's a resonating scene there that is standing ovation worthy.
Okay.
And I thought overall they wrapped it up in a great way. Yeah, they left me with what I wanted, and if they wanted to, they could do a fucking spinoff with how it ends if they really wanted to.
They can, but I kind of like how they bundled it up and moved on, to be honest. I think it,
mm-hmm.
Not that it overstayed its welcome, it's like with how long it took between seasons, and then like I think COVID messed that up a bit when it was quarantine time. So there was a huge gap between seasons. And then they came back like, oh, okay, yeah, I do remember this. And fell into it. I'm like, yeah, I miss these characters. And then once this send-off happened, I'm like, okay, we're good. Is it going to be a bunch of send-offs for your list here? Is this a sneak peek or what?
No.
Okay. Just making sure. Back-to-back, you hit us with the goodbye seasons. That's fair. Randall, you're second out of five.
Hijack.
What does it sound familiar? Is this a plain one with Idris Elba?
Yep.
Okay. Now tell us about it. What you like about it?
This was a Apple special.
Oh, it was on Apple. Okay. The Apple TV, like, original or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
The oranges.
It was intense.
In a good way?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know how much I can tell you without spoiling everything happens on the plane.
That's fair. Is there any like supporting character? We know Idris Elba's in it. Is there any other like supporting cast members that we might know of, or is he the big draw?
Nobody that I know.
So yeah, then he might have been like the biggest draw there. But was everyone else good? Like,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
It was really intense because everyone has a different agenda, but they all trying to do the same thing.
Survive.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Oh, okay. There's more to okay, so that then there's layers then. There are people on that plane not just about survival.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's people who are being forced to do stuff that they don't want to do. Like, and it's like stuff that happened when you're like, I definitely didn't see that coming.
Is this a miniseries or is this going to be coming back for another season? Are they still in the plane? Like,
oh no, it's over.
Okay, so it's like a miniseries. Or is it a movie or a miniseries?
Miniseries.
Gotcha. I don't know why I asked that as we're going through the TV list. My fault. I'm bugging. I don't know what the hell's in this gum. Okay. I'll have to check. I'll have to add that to the backlog then. Long, hour long episodes, I'm assuming.
I don't know if I would recommend it to people though.
Oh, okay. It's like a personal fave. You're like, okay, I mess with this.
If you like Idris Elba, yeah, check it out.
I do like Idris Elba. That's, I mean, I was in Night City with Idris Elba, so why wouldn't I want to watch his movie, right?
Then yeah, you got a reason to watch.
Me and him are hacking up the world, right? Protecting the president, you know? Anywho, okay. All right, for my number three, I have Shrinking. And a late edition that I was added. Another Apple TV original, jumping off of Randall's hijack shout-out. I don't know if it was made. I know it was, I think, written by Brett Goldstein of Ted Lasso fame, playing Roy. He's also a writer, if you guys didn't know that. He wrote on Ted Lasso, but now he wrote this show. I think Bill Lawrence is in this too, which is the executive producer, like creator of Scrubs and other TV sitcoms and stuff. Anywho, stars Harrison Ford and, oh, I'm going to hate myself.
Yeah, he's a creator for Brett Goldstein.
Huh?
He's a creator.
Okay, cool. So yeah, this is Brett Goldstein's that bat here, and I think he nailed it out of the park. Harrison Ford and Jason Segel?
Yeah.
Play therapists. Jason Segel's going through a really rough patch as a therapist, and he has to balance his really heavy stuff that's happening in his personal life and still being a therapist and helping people out. Right? So that's the kind of the premise, and then funny stuff happens in between. They, you know, everyone's got their stuff that's happening. It balances personal stuff with therapy stuff, and you feel like by the end of it, you sat through like a therapy session. It's pretty good. Another feel good as well. Like there's some heavy moments too, but it aims to be a feel good comedy, if that makes sense. Maybe I don't know. It's a good balance. It's a dramedy, I guess, would be the. Well, I guess it's more comedy. I think that they do more comedy than drama in here. Anywho, I highly recommend that. I had a great time with it. And it's one of those people must watch. It's awesome seeing Harrison Ford, like a, you know, an older just therapist dude. But he still has that dog in him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Brian.
Because for my name, that's crazy.
I was going to call you Brizzle B, and I'm like, I don't like it. That's when I... Oh. Yeah.
Number three.
Damn, is your number three that boring?
No. Oh, okay. Actually the opposite. I accidentally binged it.
Oh.
Scott Pilgrim Takes Off.
Damn. Okay. Yeah, that was really good.
That's my number three.
Would you say it's whatever, or...
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Still a favorite song of the soundtrack. Maybe even favorite episode, I don't know. It's refreshing to know that the whole cast from the movies was in it. And not only is it refreshing to know, but like they didn't phone it in. Like they all did a really good job revisiting those characters to the point where like Chris Evans, the man never left the character.
There's a lot with everybody there. Like it sounds like they just started they came back in and it's like the next day for them.
Mm-hmm. Even seeing like new additions to it, like I know the actor, but I'm blanking on his name. I'm seeing his face.
Who does he play? Will help.
That's a huge spoiler.
Will Forte is probably who you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even new additions like him, I mean, he fits it like
perfectly. Yeah.
Great take on it too. It's not just like the movie, and apparently I didn't read the comic book.
Oh.
Apparently this is also a separate take than that, and I liked this take as well.
I agree.
It's overall just a lovely time. Nostalgia meets new stuff, and they knocked it out the park.
This is actually a good example, Randall, to counter your argument of copy paste if you already have like material there. Like this takes the Scott Pilgrim thing. It's like, okay, let's change one thing, and how does that propagate throughout the story? And that's kind of what this does, and this is a good job.
thoroughly enjoyed
it. They could have just copy-pasted the movie and made it animated, but they're like, let's change something major here. And it was still a pretty good time. If you haven't seen it, you guys all need to go watch it. Really good. Randall, your 3 of 5 is...
Let's go with Silo.
Oh, the one with Rebecca Ferguson, I think it is.
I'm trying to like order these as we go. I know the last two of them are on my top favorite.
Oh, so this man's on the fly. He's transcoding right now a video feed. Were the other two accurate in your ranking or no? Or are you starting it with 3?
No, I probably would have put Hijack last and then Last of Us.
Okay.
So then the third one is Silo.
Okay. I think you talked about this. You told me, I don't know if you talked about it on the podcast, but you did tell me about it. It's like that science fiction stuff. I mean, you can.
The girl from Mission Impossible.
Mm-hmm. Rebecca Ferguson is the actress's name, I think.
Yeah, it's centered around her in this city. And it's another one of the plot TV shows with like huge plot twists. Plot twist. And some of the characters are interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's mostly about figuring out what she's going to do. And it's intense because everything takes place in one place, which is the silo where everyone currently lives, because apparently it's too dangerous to go outside or you'll die instantly.
Oof.
Well, you'll die within seconds or a minute. At least that's what they're telling everybody.
And that's where like the mystique starts and the mystery of like, are they bullshitting or?
Yeah. And some people don't want certain people in charge, while others want to be in charge so they can push their own agenda. And most of the time, like I said, you're following that actress, the one you mentioned. You're following her because something happened and she ended up being put into a position of power, which when she didn't even want it. And once she's in that position, now she realizes that she has privileges that allow her to figure out certain things. So things that she's been wondering what happened, now she has the privilege to go poking around and try to figure out what's going on. But of course, because she is poking around, there's always people that's like, who's trying to keep everything covered up. They don't like that she's poking around, so they're trying to make her look bad. They even making attempts on her life. And that's like, again, that's not even the only issue. Like, another issue is the whole outside thing, because
you don't know if it's real or
So there's no windows. Everything is in video feed.
Yeah.
So you don't know if video feed to was outside. So they tell people that being outside
is gonna kill you and stuff.
Yeah, so like they'll tell people that you'll die or whatever. So if someone does something bad, they kind of get sentenced to go outside. Well, you get the option to clean, is what they call it.
Uh-huh.
Basically, that means clean the cameras that are outside or something. I forget what the other option is. But yeah, it's one of those shows that you watch the first time, you're like into it because you're trying to figure out what's going to happen. You're trying to figure out who's lying and who isn't, and then you think somebody's lying, and then something happens, you realize that they weren't lying.
Uh-huh.
And then it's intense because, like I said, everything takes place in this silo. So it's like when she's trying to figure out stuff, she's also trying not to get caught by people who are chasing her. So it's not really. Not, I mean, it's a big place, but it's really not a you can get caught, in other words. You know what I'm saying? It's not, it's only but so many places you can hide.
Yeah, like if you're in a house hiding, you have a finite amount of square footage you can hide by, you know? That makes sense. Yeah.
So,
I'm assuming this is not a one series, one season thing then. It sounds like it's a lot of ass to tackle.
I watched it so long ago, I don't remember if it was more than one season. Let me see.
That's crazy. I was just asking if they, like, did it end by the end of the season, or does it look like they're going to make...
Well, it left, it ended on a cliffhanger.
Then, yeah, it's a...
It ended on a huge cliffhanger.
Then it's definitely not a one, it's not a miniseries. It's definitely...
Or it got more. Canceled.
Or it got canceled, yeah, but I doubt it.
I don't know if it got canceled.
Apple TV's been pumping out some pretty good stuff, so I don't know if it'll be insta-canceled. All right.
Yeah, so far... It's only one season.
Yeah, because I think it premiered last year. So nope, I haven't seen it yet. I was just wondering if it's a miniseries or it's going to be coming back.
Yeah, the way it ended, it's like, I guess they had the intentions on making a second season.
Good. Okay. All right. I mean, that sounds like a solid number three then. I think I have that on my backlog too. I just never
watched it. There's a bunch of people in it that you might know. Like I said, the girl from
Rebecca Ferguson.
It's Impossible. Common is in it.
Sick. Does it still have beef with Wick or no?
He probably does.
Still has a huge knife in him.
Yeah. Spoilers for John Wick 2, I think it was.
Yeah.
Okay. What else?
I don't remember these people's names, but. If you go like to the IMDb and you look up who's in it, you'll notice a lot of like famous actors and actresses.
Yeah, do an impression of them, and then we'll guess the name.
Quite a few of them.
Do an impression.
Oh, I'm not good at impressions.
With that kind of attitude.
Yeah, you're right. Harriet Walter, I've seen her before. She plays some usually older ladies in like espionage shows and stuff. Who else? Tim Robbins. That's a huge name.
Those names sound familiar, but I can't put a face to it.
The rest of the people, they might have seen him in passing. I don't know him by name. David Oyelowo, I've seen him before. Will Patton, I've seen a bunch. And I don't know. That's looking more obscure to me, but... Yeah. After that, I might have seen them in passing. Sick. All right. Solid number three, dog. I will hit you with number two here. Who I thought was going to win until I started revisiting some seasons, right, of shows I watched. This is The Fall of the House of Usher. For those who know, who have been listening to this podcast, I've been a Mike Flanagan fan since I've watched Midnight Mass. He's released some stuff with me since then, like the Dr. Sleep movie, Midnight Club. But I think he was of the Haunting fame. Haunting of Bly Manor, Haunting of Hill House. And then Midnight Mass came out, and I freaking love that. He usually does miniseries, so there's usually not like a multiple series with the same group of characters. This story is based on like some Edgar Allan Poe story. The story is about the title, The Fall of the House of Usher. And throughout the show, you see how the Ushers have, you know, how they got to where they're at and how they start to fall throughout the whole season. Pretty big family. Each of the family members go through some horrific stuff right up until the end. It is a great show. Casting is fantastic. Performances are great. It's just a good time. Once you watch like the first two episodes, you understand the pattern that's happening, and then it's more of, I want to see what happens to X in the next episode. I want to see what happens, you know, because it's filled with symbolism and stuff. But is your camera? It looks good. Never mind. There's symbolic stuff on there in relation to what some stuff is sort of obscure and like, is this really happening? What is in their head kind of stuff? And it's just a good time. It's a miniseries. You don't have to worry about previous season or next season. Everything is wrapped up by the end of it. Highly recommend it. Brian, your number two.
Number two, Castlevania Nocturne.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I'm a fan of world building. I've become a fan of Castlevania after earlier when I used to stream playing Symphony of the Night for the first time. Absolutely loving it. They do a great job. Small nitpicks in terms of at least the story decisions of the characters. But besides that, they do a great job setting up the world. They do a good job setting up key people in said world or location. And they set it up without disappointment. People who you're supposed to be afraid of, you are the people that are strong. You can tell they deliver in many ways, and I'm excited for the next season.
Okay. Randall, number two.
Marnok Legacy of Monsters.
Why does that sound familiar?
I'm noticing a lot of my stuff is...
It sounds like your Apple TV sponsorship is what you're telling me here.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the God... I don't know if it's Godzilla, but like a Godzilla-centric one? Okay.
Yep. It is Godzilla and all of them. All those, even King Kong is in it.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like about the people who like live in Japan or something, wherever Godzilla's at, and I thought it was about the people. It's about Godzilla.
It is about the people, but it's about them dealing with the Titans.
Okay, gotcha. So
there's this company called Monarch that took it upon itself to investigate and prevent, not really prevent, but put in measures so that when a Titan attacks a city, they know what to do. In order to ensure that people, as many people, survive the encounter. It was cool because, I mean, I like Godzilla and I like Titans and stuff like that. But it was interesting because you got to see it more from people's perspective, like the aftermath, like when a Titan comes through and destroys stuff and how people deal with it. But again, this was another show that was layered. Because you got on one aspect, you got people dealing with the Titans and the destruction that they leave upon the city. Mm-hmm. But then the main people that you're following are these kids who their father is like one of the pioneers that started Monarch. So he just up and disappeared one day, and now they're trying to find out where he went. So you're going on this journey as they're figuring out stuff. Like, it's almost like you're playing a game when you're looking for somebody and they leave trails of, I don't know, certain things that they do behind. Like, oh, he was just here. Oh, he was here. And, you know, that kind of thing.
Would they leave like a data pad or some shit that says, hey, I've been doing testing
like
on.
His father was known for, you know, like when you sharpen a pencil and you have the debris that it leaves over.
Yeah, like the shavings or whatever. Like,
yeah. So he was known from leaving shavings all over the place because he was always sharpening pencils because he's always taking down notes and sketching stuff out or whatever. So if they went somewhere and they saw pencil shavings, it was like, oh, he was here.
That's so wild. You know how many people do that? And they said this is their dad. That's weird. That's a stretch.
They made it. They did it in such a way that it was like
it could only be him
over the top. Not only him, but I mean, it was just excessive.
Oh,
like the almost the whole table will be covered with pencil shavings.
What the hell? Like, okay,
how many pencils are you sharpening, bro? so it's them trying to find the father, and then you find out something else that I don't want to spoil. That's kind of messed up, and then that problem brings people together that don't want to be together. And they're trying to find certain people. But while they're trying to find these people, they're coming across Titans. And again, you got certain people who have their own agenda where they're trying to get rid of the Titans, like outright destroy them, which is the military. And then you have the scientist side where they're like fascinating. They want to know, oh, where they come from and what they're made of and why are they here and blah, blah, blah. And then you have the people who are just looking for people.
Okay.
So you got all those different layers crossing paths.
And do they balance that pretty well? Or is it like, is there like a group, is there like a story beat where you're like, I don't care about this, move away from this?
Because you, it's not convoluted because you're following the same people throughout the series.
Oh, okay. I thought it jumped.
It doesn't do a lot of jumping. It does do some jumping, like from like time periods.
Mm-hmm.
But the jumps are to younger versions of the same people that you're following.
Gotcha. So it's like a flashback to add some like character lore or something.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, that's not too bad then. The way you made it sound like, I thought you'd talk about like it's balancing like Game of Thrones, where like, oh, what's happening in this section of Westeros versus let's jump to, you know, a different city or something.
Nah. It's all the same people. It's just that like they might go back in time and show when they were younger what happened that's tied to what they're doing right now.
Gotcha.
Or how it's connected to what they're doing right now.
Okay. I'm cool with that. I gotta start watching more Apple TV shows. The only ones I've watched so far are Shrinking, Ted Lasso, and like I think 2 seasons of The Morning Show, which is pretty good.
No, you got another one. A son with the guy from Parks and Rec.
The guy from Parks and Rec?
The one where like your work version that you separated in your mind and
Severance. Thank you. You're right. That was so fucking good. I hope that comes back quickly. I think it's supposed to be this year, but if not, I'll wait. Okay, that was your number 2. All right, here everyone's going to, I think me and Brian are going to have the same number 1 here. So my number 1, The Bear. Easily. I rewatched that entire season like a week ago. I forgot they're 30 to 40 minutes. So I'm like, let me just start watching this. End up right up. I couldn't watch the finale. I got to like episode 9 and I'm like, or 9, the penultimate one. And then I know what happens at the end of the last one and what happens to Claire. The fridge scene. I didn't want to watch the fridge scene anymore. I didn't want to watch the fridge scene. I got to be honest with you. I'm like, no, it's heartbreaking. I just could not. But if you guys have not seen The Bear season 1, go watch that and immediately continue watching The Bear season 2. Just for Richie. Richie's fucking 1-8 for the Thanksgiving, for the holiday Christmas episode and Richie's fucking arc, man.
Unfortunately, through the last episode.
Yeah. And then the last episode is just like, damn it, man. He was waiting for the other foot. The entire time, that's what happens.
The other shoe.
The other shoe, that's what it was. He's always waiting for the other shoe. I'm back up on, all the isms of the show, like the, I'm sorry, rubbing on the chest, let it rip, every second counts. I'm like, I'm back. Yes, chef. Corner. It is fantastic.
Behind, chef.
Behind, yeah. Like, if you have not seen The Bear, watch The Bear, period. Oh my gosh, that's all I got. On that. That, I don't have much. The cast is fantastic. I mean, we're recording this after the Golden Globes and the Emmys, and there's a reason why they swept and won a lot. It's a great show. You need to watch. That's all I got. Brian, I don't know if you're number 1, right?
Yes, you're wrong, Anthony.
It's not The Bear?
My number 1 is The Bear season 2.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, to echo what you said, it's great character. What's his name? I forget the character, the actor's name, the guy who plays Carmi. I think he's just destined to be in Broken Homes. Like that's his creme de la, that's his bread and butter.
Every lady on the planet, after watching Calvin Klein's commercial, know him as Jeremy Allen White, Brian.
Because their jaw dropped, that's why.
Correct.
You see what I did there?
I see what you did there. There's a reason why it's, yeah.
You see, that's actually his initials.
I understand the joke, Brian.
Yeah, that everyone does, though.
Then that's them to not understand.
Sometimes you got to walk them through. I had to take my hands out of my sleeves to do this.
Oh, okay.
It's just a bar, some light throwaway bar. great show. I mean, all the characters have their own kind of journeys, and I mean, it starts with them being workers of X Place, but they're all doing their own shit, especially in this season. The goal was to get this working, but they all got sent to do their own shit, and in there, there's character development. Some were more drastic than others, like Richie Puff fucking grew up.
Yeah, it was great to watch.
The lady in that episode preferred this role. Everything she was in, I'm like, yo, someone doesn't headbutt her. She plays that character to the T of headbutt this lady, and then we all clap.
Uh-huh.
And this, in his episode, compelling storytelling, and I liked her.
Yeah, she was really great.
Shout out to Lionel. That's the guy who does the, I don't know his character's name, but he's the one that does the desserts.
Oh, okay.
Fucking Loiter Squad, or being part of Tyler Creator's, like,
mm-hmm.
friends and bullshit, to seeing him do something like this is nice.
More dramatic role. And I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's not too heavy handed for his dramatic pieces, but I when season three happens, I'm sure they're going to push him to flex a little more.
Yeah, I mean, so far, good portfolio performances, yep. I would say. Claire, the actress who played her, great job immediately. Like a sweetheart, lovable character.
And the cinematography, anytime Claire's involved, fuck you. Whoever's the director, the DP of every time they make her look like Dream Girl Central, dude.
They love her.
They hold shots of her staring intently into what's his name's eye. Like, it's like, you can feel the chemistry between them.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's what's crazy. Is that you forget they're acting. Everyone yeah. does such a good job. You think they work there, or at the very least, you think that they're just that close and, oh, let's do a show.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone there, everything feels fucking genuine. Mm-hmm. Carmi, I mean, the main character, the last episode, like you said, was such... I've never been seething angry at a show, not because they fucked up. I've been... I mean, as a JoJo fan who gets the curse of everyone dying the exact same way, there's some downs, but there's never been... to the point of this anger. And he's such a, him being like a creative of obsessed with what he's doing, I guess, as like, I guess for him, it's a way out. So like, that's all he knows how to do is obsess over this.
Yeah.
His monologue, him foreshadowing with waiting for the shoe to drop on that, essentially time and time again, you see that's like his MO.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's used to just being in the pressure cooker or pressure burst pipes, and he's just waiting for the burst at all times.
Uh-huh.
To see that kind of character and be fumingly angry at him, but then understand it completely, and even then, like, I can see aspects of that within myself. It's just beautiful writing, and I cannot wait for the fucking next season.
The next season, yep, I'm with you there. Now that we're done gushing about the bear, Randall, what's your number one? Hello? Oh, okay.
None other than the great and wonderful
Gatsby
and powerful.
Oh.
Jack Reacher.
Oh, nice. I started watching that. Talk about
it. I love that show, man. That's definitely my type of show.
So far, what we've been watching has been pretty fun. He's got that same act. Like, they did a good job transferring, like, what Tom Cruise did in the movie and him. Like, he still has that same type of confidence / delivery when he's talking to people. But now he's fucking a monster of a human being.
Yeah.
Because Tom Cruise, I mean, he's intimidating, but he's not this guy intimidating. Like, this guy, if you see him walk in, you're like, I think it's time for me to pay the check and get the fuck out before something happens, right? Like,
yeah.
You guys, massive. But go ahead, man, if you have anything else to speak on it that you like.
Man, kind of like how you kept saying, go watch The Bear. I recommend people go watch Jack Reacher.
It's on Amazon Prime. We didn't add that, sorry.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime. It's a good watch. If you're one of those people from the 80s and 90s where there's like, movies for guys that like movies. This is
yes,
your type of junk, man. Like,
this is Spike TV shit right here, dude.
Yeah, like if you a dude with hair on your chest and you drink beer, even though I don't drink beer, this is the TV show for you, man. Like, it's
a man show.
Okay. The man's man show.
Okay.
You know, even though they have really good, powerful female characters that are really cool too, you will thoroughly enjoy it.
Okay.
It just like it goes back to the simple formula that, you know, what makes a show good and interesting. Like, it's not too complex. It's not like a nail bite. Well, I mean, there's some nail biters, but it's not super complex. It's not like convoluted with all this extra stuff. It's just a very simple formula, very simple format. Bad guys, military, guns. I mean, there is some detective work which adds to it, which is really cool because it's not just going around punching people in the face, but they show some intelligence with the characters. The dude that played T-1000, he's in it. He's like one of the main bad guys. So,
For the second season or for the first season? Because I just started the first season, so I don't. Is he going to be the bad guy for the first one or the second season?
Second.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, man. Like, I don't know what else to say. It's just.
I mean, you got me excited because I watched the first like one or two episodes, and I'm like, I'm digging this so far. If you're just saying it gets better, then I'm excited to keep going.
Because you're on the one where he's trying to solve the case with his brother.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he happens to drive into the town where his brother is, and then drama happens, and then he gets locked up, and then
The thing about it that I like about him is that he's not just some big brute who just throws around his weight. Like, he has intelligence. Like, he's smart.
He's tactician.
He'll always be like a few steps ahead of people, like on a mental level.
I mean, he's an expert tactician. Tactician?
Yeah.
Tactician?
Tactician.
Yeah, that's the word. Thank you. All right, that's pretty.
Yeah, I definitely recommend that. I'm sad that the season two is over already.
Did they drop it? I mean, why not? I mean, they've been marketing it pretty a lot, and people have been watching it. I mean, their top shows are what? Boys, Gen V now. Reacher, they had Maisel was at the time, but not anymore since it ended. Yeah, I think they. But I don't know what else Prime has. Oh, the Lord of the Rings show. I think that's going to be ongoing. Prime has some good stuff too. Wheel of Time, I think, is another one they have or some shit. It's like based off a book. I don't know. Some solid lists, peeps.